Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa's back in the studio with me, with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star, having a great time talking fishing and giving away a phenomenal prize. It's kind of our Christmas spectacular pre-Christmas.
Yeah, no kidding it is. How about this? If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, what an awesome prize, an awesome opportunity. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Piahis in that brand new Hawaii lens, that blue mirror-coated lens. Awesome pair of Maui Jims, and that Piahi frame is my favorite. Like I said, it is the one that I wear. That's my favorite, is the Piahi. So again, if you want to get your shot at winning those great glasses, 858 area code 457-1090, or toll free at 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom, you're also going to have a shot at winning the best glasses on the water.
No doubt about it. Time for the catch report.
Today it's sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, just like Pete and I, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet your fish, vacuum pack your fish, all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them where your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Or better yet, if you're on the Royal Star like we are, they take the ease of Fisherman's Processing to the next level. Literally, while you're on the boat, the fish comes over, it gets the whole treatment like Tim had described, the gills, the gut, everything, and then it's positioned in a certain way, you know, clipped a certain way, goes right into a, if you let them know you're going to utilize Fisherman's Processing. At the end of the trip, about a day before it comes in, the whole crew comes over with order forms. You fill out everything you want. I want 1 pound packs, I want 3 mil bag or 5 mil bag, and I want some smoke and I want some jerky. They take care of everything, and then when your trip comes back, you step off the boat. They handle the fish. They go directly from an RSW hole, directly into the slush bin, directly into the truck, and it's on the table at Fisherman's Processing being cut hours later. There is
the next time you see it, it's in little vacuum packages and to your specifications.
That's right. Turnkey, yeah. Ready to go.
Yeah.
We talked about it before. I always wanted to offer our anglers the opportunity to walk away when the boat gets in. Like, don't participate
I
in the unloading.
Oh.
And
just
now,
get your stuff off, get your gear off, and say, I'll see you in a couple hours over at Fisherman's Process.
Exactly.
We go grab breakfast. I'll see you in a little
That's
bit.
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, you tackle box, your gear bags, everything, throw it in your car and drive out of there.
Yeah. See ya.
You're gone. And it just, you know, you can imagine how that streamlines the whole unloading process.
It just
translates into time, and we all know how valuable that is.
Oh, no doubt about it. Captain Mark Wish with Pacific Edge with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Tim. Glad you guys had a good trip there. Sounds spectacular like always.
It was an awesome one, Mark.
Going to have to get you down there again, Mark. Come on, man. It's been
a long
time. Oh,
some good times, buddy. I think about it all the time.
Yeah. You had a lot of good times
down
there.
Hey, there's a trip you could go on the day after Christmas.
Anybody.
Got space available.
Anybody can go on that trip after
that?
Christmas.
How about that? A 7-day, it's going to go down light to Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
7 days.
Guadalupe Island, seven
oh,
days.
Oh, and man, there's going to be a lot of people testing out their new Christmas two
I hope so.
On that one.
I hope so. They better get on the list. We got a bunch of spots open now. I actually had a couple guys drop
going.
Off. It's going. Yeah, right now it's got 15
crazy.
People on the list. It's going.
15 people.
15. So,
wow.
Whether it's a small group, individual, whatever, we got space for you. Give Tracy
boy.
A call because it's going.
Wow.
And, it's going to be a great trip. I just talked to Russ yesterday. The guys in the Shogun got back. They had epic yellowtail fishing, those big boys, you know, 30, 35-pound yellowtail. And they had good tuna fishing one of the days. They had okay tuna fishing on the other days. But there's a lot of fish there. It just went off the bite.
Yeah.
The fish is still there.
It could turn out just like everywhere.
Well, just like the first part of November, it was slow as all get out. We saw the fish, and then it turned out with gangbusters at the back end of November. Those guys slayed them down there. So it's going to happen
waiting
again.
For you.
It is.
Yeah, so get on that trip, Mark, day after Christmas.
Oh,
hello.
I wish.
Yeah. Hey, did you, by the way, did you hear the list for the Christmas Spectacular next week?
I did. I actually wrote some of it down here, made some notes. Hopefully I got a nice little addition for that, too. I'm still working on.
Oh.
And, but, yeah, that's spectacular like always. I hope you guys were taking notes. Best contribution to the show, you know.
That sounded so good. I'm going to have Duke call in.
There you go. Yeah.
Right?
You should.
Totally. I'm going to.
For sure.
Are you kidding me? He's going to work on it
exactly.
This week.
Exactly.
So, you know, Mark, I whenever we talk this time of the year, I always start thinking about sea bass. And, man, oh, man, I missed that stuff last year. So we want some sea bass this year. Are we going to catch them?
Well, let me talk about it here just a little bit. You know, funny thing, that's a major part of my notes here. So getting into the report, you know, guys, I was checking those observations last night just for fun about 8 o'clock. The trees outside my house here are, like, blowing down just about. Gusting 57 at Cometti, 54 at Catalina, 63 at SBI. Feeling a little wintry there last night. Oh, my God. And still blowing, although it's backing down, so it's probably a good weekend to go shopping or do some boat work or something along those lines there. Kind of choppy out there. So no real meaningful reports in the last few days especially, but just before there was a couple interesting things going on here. This is the time of year, Pete, that squid typically starts showing up. And in, at least at this part of town, it's right on schedule. There's some squid up in the bay. There was some here off of the Orange County coast. But usually we start seeing those bigger sea bass right with it after it settles into the area. Last winter, some of our best early season sea bass fishing was up in the bay in January, mostly deep water fish, all big ones. But some squid has showed up there. It's mostly rumors so far as any fish being with it, but stand by. Just watch those kelp lines above Rocky Point there, the deep water structure spots out west of the point, and then, of course, the bait grounds proper there. That's all stock stuff for fishing sea bass. And should be just about any time now. Off Orange County, like I mentioned, we did have a little bait show up off of Isers there, but unfortunately down here the seiners got on it, mopped it up. And but there was a sprinkle of sea bass, nothing of any major consequence. But a more interest was that better signal, the big yellowtail scattered along the pipe. Actually, it was a pretty decent bite. You know, I know one boat had five, several guys had two threes, so a decent amount of fish. They're fishing that pipe there, the new pipe, 12 to 18 fathoms stretched out along it, and most of that was on fly line squid, just a little light sinker. You got to fish 30 or 40 pound, though. It's a nice grade of fish. And fishing that pipe is kind of challenging, guys. You just imagine huge boulders stacked over that big concrete pipe, man. It's like an underwater breakwater that comes 15 and some places 18 feet up off the bottom. And you put 20 to 30 pound yellows right over the top of bad bottom like that, it gets ugly. That loss rate can be kind of high. But fun stuff, and there's a decent amount of fish there. And then just briefly to the outside, that tuna fish on the Tanner, it was backing off. The grade was decreasing a little bit there. You know, definitely getting a little leaner out there, and it's very bad weather right now, very rude. But when it straightens out, guys, with, you know, conditions the way they were and history on our side, the last two Januaries, there was good fishing on that bluefin out there. So it'll be interesting to see when we get a break in the weather what's going on. You guys will all have your new two-speed reels for
yeah.
Christmas. Oh, yeah. And, you know, Danny on Fish Dope, no matter what the weather, you can find the weather, you can find the conditions. He'll advise you properly whether it's a good time to go, whether it's not a good time to go, and where the fish are. It's all on fishdope.com. What a great Christmas gift
yeah,
for
man.
Somebody. Save $20 on a new membership to Fish Dope, and then they'll do a little certificate for you there, too. Hook up now, lowercase, no space, hook up now, get a gift membership for fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website is pacificedgetackle.com, and Facebook is Pacific Edge Tackle. And I don't know if it's time to go fishing right now. It's kind of choppy. Maybe you guys better go shopping.
Little yeah,
choppy.
Do a little Christmas shopping today.
Yeah, there you go.
For
shopping
sure.
Day. All right, Mark. We'll talk to you.
Thanks,
well,
Mark.
We'll see you in the studio 1 week from today for the Christmas Spectacular.
Oh, boy. My favorite show.
Yeah. Get ready, Mark.
So much fun.
All right. See you next week. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's head on down to San Diego over to C4th Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Oh, not much right now, like you just heard there, though. Weather's not very nice.
Yeah.
We did send a half-day boat out this morning. We had some guys that really wanted to go out, and we warned them there's a little bumpy, and they're out there fishing right now.
Whoa.
So beyond that, yeah, hey, they wanted to do it. RJ said, okay, we'll give it a go. Yeah, some brave souls there. But beyond that, a little bit of a slow week between the weather and I'm what's guessing is a pre-holiday lull not much fishing going on this week. When the new Seaport did get out, very good bottom fishing. We tried to get those day and a halfs out. The interest just wasn't there. I'm hoping that'll pick up next week. Once the weather clears up, we'll be back to those half-day trips. The Tribute has a couple of those reverse day and a halfs going out, leaving in the morning, coming back the following evening. So definitely a few things coming up there. If you got people in town, want to go fishing, I said you might want to take the day off today, maybe do some shopping, come down and shop at the number one tackle shop in San Diego here at Seaforth Tackle. They'll get you all set up and get you some Christmas presents. Like I said, you know, if you've got that fisherman on your list, now's a good time to do some shopping for them. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, if you've got anyone coming to town that wants to do some fishing. Got some good trips coming up there. Otherwise, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And like I said, don't really have much to talk about this weekend.
Yeah, indeed. Next weekend, it's supposed to be a beautiful week of weather, and you watch. Next week, it's going to be on, Marcos.
Some Christmas bluefin. You know, you had that,
that
Thanksgiving bluefin dinner. Now maybe you can have a Christmas bluefin dinner.
I like it.
I like your style. Mark,
We'll talk to you next week on the Christmas Spectacular, Christmas Eve.
We'll talk to you then.
Thanks,
guys.
Marcos. All right, let's head on now and check out our Northern Baja Fish Report with our man from Sport Fishing Financial, Rick Jensen. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, the fishing continues in Mag Bay to be strong. A little bit of wind out there. Actually, lots of wind last week, but Bob Hoyt at Mag Bay Outfitters had a couple guys out get into 8 quality wahoo from 40 to 50 pounds. A few yellowfin, marlin are still out there. But in the bay, they have some excellent fly fishing recently with limits of snook, corvina, and nice-sized cargo. At the Mulahay, good-sized yellowtail are showing up in the deeper water, occasional snapper, some grouper being caught off Santa Rosa. And over at La Volcana, not much reported there lately, but the water temps are about 6 degrees lower than last year right there, so I don't know if that's just a little local roll or things are cooling up there, but I'll be down there in a couple weeks to give it a firsthand check. Bahia Asuncion, really no report there either, but my guess is those yellowtail that were in the holes last week are still hanging around. Spoke to Jeff at Cedros Tackle at Cedros Island, and he reported the yellowtail went back on the chew, and the bite was about 2 miles off the southeast corner of the island. Bay of L.A., there's some white sea bass and yellowtail around. Lots of bait to be had, no problem making bait, but the north winds have been pretty much a problem. So I don't know. I think that's kind of a typical thing to be happening there, but it seems like the fish are around. If you can catch the right day, that might be a good call. And San Quintin water dropped at a point here below 60 degrees, but the big barracuda, bonita, bass, and a few yellowtail were still around. Bottom fish are still biting okay. And, you know, I don't know what this weather did. That's what happened there on Thursday and Friday may have. Or Wednesday and Thursday. Weather may have rolled through there yesterday. And up at Ensenada, nothing much to report. A couple small yellowtail before the weather rolled through. So that's about all
we
have.
Yeah, a lot going on there. And you know, a good week of weather here, both up and down the coast. So things should rebound and make things better. And, you know, one thing that's coming up, you sent a great email out with Sport Fishing Financial, talking about taxes and your 401k contributions and stuff and how important it is to be aware of that time. And that's the kind of good advice that Rick at Sport Fishing Financial can give you. Really great responses and really knowledgeable from that end, Rick. And if somebody wants to be associated with Sport Fishing Financial, check it out. I highly recommend it. How do we do that?
Yeah, hook me up for your last minute. I get a lot of it this time of week, changes, plans that you're started or whatever you're going to do, but find me on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call, 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks, Rick, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Rick. All right. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard. It's a great live bait hook that helps keep bait alive with a perfect bend that helps your bait swim harder and longer, and it helps you get bit, especially this year when the bait's been a little bit on the smaller side. What a difference it is having a lightweight hook like a Gamakatsu. Doesn't blow a big hole when you're trying to collar hook an anchovy. Your bait swims better, and it makes the difference. Get your favorite Gamakatsu live bait hooks at your favorite tackle store. And, you know, the one thing I want to add to that Gamakatsu thing is that Octopus 9-0 4 Extra Strong hook was the hook that I put on all of my Wahoo bombs. I am so convinced that that is a difference maker. You know, those Wahoo,
so sharp.
Wahoo, you don't need some giant forged mega tuna hook. I like that black nickel sharp hook like that Gamakatsu 4X octopus hook. It gets in there easier. I'm a huge fan of that thing. It's a difference maker for sure.
No doubt. And the other cool thing, too, about those Gamakatsu live bait hooks, the Nautilus, the one-piece ring. It's not a welded ring.
It's stamped ring.
Much, much stealthier ring.
Yeah. You got it, man.
About it. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones. You want to get through? Have a chance to talk to Tim Ekstrom, win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's talk to Dave, who's called us from Anza this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and Merry Christmas to everybody there.
You too, Dave.
Yeah, I say, hey, Pete, I want to put in a quick plug for that AFCO windproof, waterproof fleece jacket.
The Horizon jacket.
Yesterday up here in Anza, we got hammered pretty hard. We had winds blowing over 30. Cold rain, hail. I'm looking at fresh snow on the mountains around me right now. But I wore that jacket out in the elements yesterday, and it served me just fine. It's a great product.
Pretty
really
impressive
like
product,
it.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, so anyhow, question for Tim. This week's Western Outdoor News, there are some pretty extensive articles on Mexico's proposals to put in biospheres all up and down the peninsula, mainly around the islands. I know there's a big one that circles Cedros, Benitos, circles Alijos Rocks. What are your thoughts on this, and if it goes through as proposed, how might it affect your style of trips?
Well, if it goes through as proposed, we're going to have to make some adjustments, obviously, but I think we're in the beginning stages here. I don't begrudge Mexico for wanting to protect their fishery and their areas at all, and they're basically following the same examples we've done up here in the United States, so I don't think I don't think it's a bad thing for them to want to protect their fishery. I think that as long as recreational fishing is included, which through the higher channels we've been assured that they do, I think it's there's going to be some changes. There's going to be more permit fees. That's what I really see this as. And, they want to generate some more revenue. And, we're going to have to make the adjustment. I think it's as simple as that. I don't want to knee jerk, get carried away looking at the first round, because I know that what we're looking at now, or I don't know, but I feel confident that what we're looking right now is not going to be the finished product. But again, we've been assured on an awful lot of levels that the objective is not to give us the boot by any means. They just want to protect their fisheries, they want to better manage it, and they want to generate some revenue.
Yeah, Pat McDonald wrote quite an extensive article in this week's Western Outdoor News. You could read it. And like you say, a lot of things are said in there, but nothing's set in stone right now. But one of the things I took from that article that's a positive for all of us, and that is limiting the commercial fishing pressure, especially on that sardine fishery that the bluefin tuna pens take.
Yeah, and again, I think it's just it's a step in the right direction towards fisheries management.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everybody takes that at face value and doesn't think that, it's Mexico taking a shot at U.S. recreational fishermen. They want to protect their fishery more than anything.
I think it's more trying to protect them from commercial fishing interests than sport fishing
interests. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do. And again, there's really nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all know, this is the way of the future. It's already happened up here in the States. It's happened all around the world. Fisheries are just becoming more effectively managed, and the interest is to protect the resource for not only us but future generations. So you got to get on board with it. You just have to. It's the way things are. It's the way things go. And there may it may be that we have to make some sacrifices. There may be some areas where we don't have access anymore. I hope not.
But I have a hard time believing that you can say you can bring a 30-foot boat into a spot, but you can't bring a 60-foot boat into a spot.
Yeah,
that doesn't cut the mustard.
That's the one piece of that I think is I think it really raises some questions as to what somebody's motives were. I don't know how that got in there, and it's pretty offensive.
Yeah.
Again, I'm trying not to knee jerk. I get it, but I don't think that I don't think the objective there is I don't think it's very. Oh, let's just say I think it's questionable.
I think it's self-serving.
Yeah, I think it's self-serving. It's very questionable, and it's pretty obvious what their reasons were, and it's unfortunate because I go back to this, and we've had this conversation, Pete, you and I, and Ricky. the recreational fishermen, we all should be working together.
Yes,
you know, a man with a rod and reel in his hands, whether he's standing among 20 or an individual with a rod and reel in their hands, whether they're standing shoulder to shoulder with 20 others or whether they're standing solo on the beach, is still a recreational angler.
Good.
We are recreational anglers.
Absolutely.
There should not be a guy in a skiff pointing saying, oh, those dirty, rotten so-and-sos on the sport boat, they're catching all the fish, when he's catching the same fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Or him and 20 other individuals on 20 skiffs are catching the same, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
Absolutely.
Recreational anglers,
that's it.
I don't care where you're at in the world, we should not be going at it or pitting ourselves against each other.
We should go after the guys that are really doing the damage, and that's the extreme commercial guys.
That's like exactly right.
The bottom trawlers, the purse-seiners, that kind of thing.
And I don't even feel that, you know, I feel that fishermen in general should not be going after one another. The focus should be on effectively managing the fishery. Like focus on maximum sustainable yield, don't exceed that. You know, everybody has to make a living. Whether it's a commercial guy out there, I don't begrudge a commercial fisherman out there. I support him. Like, you know, we're making a living doing the same thing.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, from the recreational side, I know we've heard there's been a lot of beefs, in particular this summer. It's really unfortunate, but there's a lot of focus on the smaller skiffs and the like, looking at the sport boats and pointing their fingers, saying they're catching all the fish. Well, if that was the case, why is the fishing so incredible still?
Right.
You know, look at how insanely productive that coastline is, all the way from Cabo North, yellowtail fishing, the wahoo, the tuna, the draw, you name it.
Guys on the sport boats, you know, they see, you know, the local guys and go, hey, you know what, that's kind of cool. I might want to go down there and do that sometime down in San Quintin or down at Cedros.
Think about
it. Absolutely. Think about all the people that are on Cedros. I know a lot of the people that we take to Cedros Adventures, to Cedros kayak fishing. They've been on long-range boats. They've seen it.
Well,
how would they be able to see it if it wasn't
That's what I'm saying.
That's why they're there.
Yes,
I mean, the long-range fishery out of San Diego put Cedros on the map.
Yes.
It did as far as a recreational fishery. It's incredible. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we should be focused on working together. And you know, I think it's best said, like, again, I just repeat myself. We should all be working together. We should not be pointing at this guy or this recreational boat or this recreational. I was saying, you know, because of him, I don't have the, or this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just.
Here's another classic example of that: the bluefin tuna thing, endangered species listing. The amount of fish that the recreational angler takes in our area of the Pacific is not the issue, and they're not addressing the issue by calling it an endangered species in California waters or in U.S. waters. The issues are happening across the ocean in Japan.
Right.
But they're not addressing that. That's not the issue. They go, oh, well, we're going to shut down the fishery here. It's not going to help.
Yeah.
It's not going to do anything. It's just going to make things worse.
That's exactly right. Well, it's certainly going to make things worse as far as from an economic perspective.
Yeah.
So
So
I think, you know, going back to the original question, we're going to have to sit back and see how this whole thing shakes out. You know, I'm hoping that we'll have a seat at the table. Ken, Frankie, and Sack have done the most incredible job of forming relationships with the you know, the higher levels of government down there, the heads of fisheries down there, among
that's
others.
Why we were down there last weekend. That's
exactly right.
We had the head of Kona Pesca in Cabo San Lucas on the show.
That's assuring us as anglers that one of the things that they are most concerned with is keeping recreational fishing happening. We got to hear from the head of CONAMP saying, you know, hey, recreational fishing absolutely is important to us, and we want to establish this. Yes, there are going to be some minor fees associated, and those are all going to go to, you know, to assisting in, you know, in fisheries management.
Yeah.
I mean, that's and like I said, do we all want to pay extra? Of course, nobody wants to, but you know what? If that money's going to effective use and making our fisheries better, I don't know of one person that's going to have a problem with it.
No, and you know, we're not. Again, you got to look at things in perspective. You know, relatively speaking. So if it costs you another $100 a year to go fishing or whatever the heck it may be, but it goes towards effective management of the fisheries and ensuring that we're going to have access to the fishery and that
all,
you know, it'll be helpful. Hey.
But be assured, in the next year there's going to be solutions, but nothing's happening. Nothing's going to happen until
like 2018.
I feel that way. Yeah. Yeah. And nothing, you know, certainly what we're looking at right now is not set in stone. So,
yeah.
You know, let's hope that cooler minds prevail. But
no doubt.
Our overarching message is let's work together.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Breathe
now.
Through your nose.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great information. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it, the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Get the Power Pro Advantage, and that Power Pro Advantage for Rock Cod Rick on the Royal Star was Hollow Ace.
Man.
There's nothing like it.
It's awesome. It's the best line for working with, in my opinion, and fishing with. It's slick. It comes off your reel real nice. The beauty of it is it's a 16-carrier Spectra, which allows for the weave to be open, which allows for easier insertion of heavy mono or fluorocarbon, splices, loops. All the rigging that goes along with long-range fishing is just easier with having Hollow Ace.
No question about it. And what about, you were talking about casting that jig for the Wahoo, what about Super 8 Slick?
I think that they do make the best products. I think that they take the line and figure out what it takes to make it better for the fishermen, and that's how they make it. And Super 8 Slick was done that way. It's a solid line that's also made with more strands, which makes it slicker and more round, so it comes off your reel easier, it's easier on your fingers.
That's amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, check it out. Power Pro, Hollow Ace, or Super 8 Slick at your favorite tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information. The premier fishing superstore in Southern California is the Longfin in Orange, your home for everything Shimano. Everyone's talking about the Shimano Terramar West Coast casting rods, bringing freshwater techniques to calico bass fishing. The Longfin has all the Terramar rods in stock in their massive 10,000 square foot store. If you haven't visited the Longfin, you are in for a real treat. Everything you could possibly need in fresh and saltwater fishing gear is there, including a huge selection of fishing clothing and accessories. Check out all the Shimano clothing that brings style and functionality to your fishing day. Shimano has also created a line of tackle bags. In fact, the Longfin has their very own custom 500-square-foot Shimano showroom. It's a store within a store, and you can see everything Shimano at the Longfin. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check thelongfin.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It has been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, this is a great opportunity. 858 area code 457-1090 is your shot to get through. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
They are jam-packed. Let's talk to Ed, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Ed?
Hey, I had a question for you. I know January is usually the best time of year to buy a fishing license because they're only good for a calendar year. Is there any plans on them changing that to where, say, if you buy one in May or June, it's good for 12 months from when you buy it? Or, I mean, I'm personally willing to pay more if I buy my license, you know, later on in the year. Maybe they could let you pay a penalty, and then your license is good for a year from when you buy it. You
guys, no, that makes too much sense for California. You know, that just, that's too logical for California. California doesn't work like that.
I mean, look at
the way Mexican licenses work. You buy it for a calendar year. You buy it in May, it's good to the following May.
Yeah, not a calendar year. It's a full year.
Yeah, it's a full year. But that makes sense, you know, in Mexico, good Mexican license. But California, you know, it doesn't make sense.
We all assumed when they went to the electronic system that that's when it was going to happen. And then last year we were sure it was going to happen because the first year in, you know, my life, I've been working at the tackle store since I was 16. The first year ever, the license fee did not go up at all. It stayed exactly the same as the year before. So that we for sure said, okay, well, that's because they're not, that way there won't be any issues with having to prorate the license or anything like that. But yeah, still doesn't seem like it has happened.
We can only be optimistic, though, because, you know, at least with the lobster report card, they figured out, let's make it for a season.
Right.
Right? Which it used to be, you used to have to buy one at the beginning of the season, and then after the first year, you have to buy a second one for the second year, right?
Right.
Now you buy it for the season, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe they will go that way at some point. I can assure you from a sales standpoint of licenses, it would not be any more difficult. It would be easier on us. So I'm surprised, but, yeah.
Your
license,
you buy it January 1st, it's good till December 31st. You buy it on January 31st, it's good till December 3rd, or January 30th, right?
That makes sense. You would sure think so, but there's no word coming down yet, Ed. I can tell you that. And, you know, licenses for next year are already available, and they do expire at the first of the year again. So get your license. Yeah, you got it, man.
Indeed.
Good Christmas gift.
Okay.
I think Dad and I have gotten each other our fishing license for Christmas for the last, since I've been old enough to get a fishing license. So that's our thing every year.
Okay, very good.
But you can already get next year's license for somebody
right
if you want. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Good idea. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090 open right now.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Hills, who's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Hills?
I wanted to ask about on your trip about hook and hand, because a memory that I'll never forget is George on the Red Rooster handed me a fish when I was needed to get the stink off, and I ended up getting like a full limit, and you know, I've never forget it, and you know,
hey, it
George
happens
gone,
you go
but
cold, right, Hills? I mean, it can happen, and then all of a sudden somebody hands you makes a handoff to you, and then all of a sudden you become the hot dog, right?
Yeah, but Ricky, did anybody you see any handoffs? Like, because you said there was some novice anglers on there.
There, I would say I would say the opposite. I don't think I've ever been on a trip where I haven't seen the sharing of the wealth, for sure. I mean, it happens all the time. It definitely happened on this trip. You know, guy, you get towards the latter part of the trip, guy that's maybe struggling a little bit, and, you know, here, man, I take this one. I mean, I would say that it happens a lot, whether it's crew member, whether it's a guy that's caught a bunch. I mean, it most certainly happened on this trip, both in the form of tuna and in wahoo, and I'm sure Tim would attest to it. I mean, just like you were saying, Pete, I can't say countless times, even a guy that's a plenty proficient
there,
angler,
man,
that's got plenty,
like,
that's
just like cold,
the snake eyes, and,
yeah,
you know, here, man, just wind this one in, and next thing you know, whatever reason, something clicks over, and it's just, whether it's just the stress level or something, but, you know, then you see that guy just go on a tear.
Tim, your crew is amazing, and that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why I love riding on the Royal Star, because they sense, they have a sixth sense for things like that.
No doubt. Yeah. We all are keeping track of what's going on, of who's catching what, and you know, we all know where everybody's at, and not just because we have it on the board in the tank. You know, you follow along, you know who's right and who's struggling, and you know there's somebody who's particularly salty. You know, we might let it go for the first day, but then we'll jump in there and make sure the gear's right, set them up, make sure that they're doing the right thing. And I personally prefer to let you know, whoever the angler is, you know, work themselves through it, and because it's more gratifying for them. But there are those times when you have to step in and just help prime out. The pump.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And it's true.
And even for inexperienced anglers, I'll give you several examples that I've been on the boat where, you know, I'm having a cold day or something, and Blake steps in and says, "Here, I got a good bait for you. Let me pin it on and cast it out for you." Pin it on, cast it out, hands me the rod, it's bit.
Yep.
Right? Boom, changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, now I'm hot.
I've seen it so many times, I can't remember, but there is something to it. You just got to get that.
Oh, yeah. Get the rhythm
get
going.
It going.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You know what's something that's really encouraging, and we saw it on this trip? Greg Tangi, who worked down here in San Diego, he worked with us on Royal Star for a long time. He worked on American Angler. Just a phenomenal guy. Excuse me. And a phenomenal fisherman. But he was on the boat this trip, came out fishing with us, of course, just killed it.
Yeah,
God, the catch is incredible. If there's anything to catch, I mean like one to catch, he will catch it. It's just uncanny.
A boil, but, he's got it.
Yeah, exactly. But Greg himself, nobody asked him to do it. He from, you know, his years of being in fishing, he knew also there were a couple guys that were not on a tear, and you know, he had plenty. I think he got three or four one day, and next thing you know, he's, hey, where's that, you know, where's George or where's Fred or where's, so, you know, and pulled them over there and got the rod in their hands and got those guys going. But I've seen it not just with somebody who's a former crew member, but I've seen it a lot in long range fishing now, where you get one or two guys that are hotter than fire, and they know when it's enough.
Yeah.
You know, like they get one or two or three or whatever, and then it's like, hey, man, I'd rather see somebody else catch one. You know, exactly. Everybody gets to share in the wealth. I think that speaks very highly to the atmosphere on board. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, it speaks highly to the atmosphere on board a long-range vessel. That's the norm. That's not the exception to the rule. That happens all the time.
One of the many beauties of long-range fishing is it's just an easy-going, everybody's going to catch
one. Yeah, and everybody establishes a connection. You know, you're driving down, everybody gets to know one another. So there's actually, you know, you guys have a sense of unity, and it makes the trip that much better when everybody's sharing in the success.
And you learn from fellow anglers,
not just
the crew. Yeah. Like there's a lot of people that have like the special technique, like Turbo Bob on our trip. Love Turbo Bob. He's an amazing guy. It's the red marker on the line, man.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, what the heck are you doing that's getting you bit? He's like, oh, yeah, I got to mark the white spectra with the red marker.
Right.
You do it, and all of a sudden, man, you're getting bit.
Hey,
whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. Funny, he got
like
bit
that.
Like that before he started.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Oh, no, you ask him, it's like the red marker. Sure. No doubt. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Matt. He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Hi, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Tim. Hey, just a real quick shout out. Thank you so much for all the work you did to get Guadalupe open again. My dad and I got a fish this year there on the Larry Brown 7-day. Just an epic place to fish, so thank you so much for your hard work in doing that. You guys were just talking about Hook and Hand, and I had the honor of hooking and handing a few fish to my dad on the trip. And like you say, Tim, there's nothing funner than seeing somebody who's just kind of standing around and sticking a rod fully loaded in their hand and watching them go off to the races. And then the other thing real quick was you've always emphasized this, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, and I think a lot of people would, and that is, you know, catch what you need, not what you can. You know, just because you have, you know, 3/200 doesn't mean you need a fourth. You know, we need to preserve for the future, and you and your crew do a phenomenal job in that aspect. So I just appreciate everything you guys do. Looking forward to going back there next year. And that's about it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the compliments. I think it's a great point. And what I one of the most encouraging things that I've seen in the evolution of long range fishing is that anglers I would say 90-95% of anglers, certainly those on Royal Star, self-regulate. They do. They don't take a limit. I mean, this trip was a great example. We were just talking about it in between during the commercial break. We could have caught a lot more fish, but we didn't need to. I mean, everybody, we got to that certain point, and you think, oh, man, you know, go on a long trip, and, you know, you get 100 tuna or something like that for 20 guys, five apiece. Well, when they're big fish, they're
150 pounds apiece, yeah.
And you really, you get more than that, you really don't have – you don't have anything to do with it, yeah. You know, other than and maybe trade it for cans, which even at that point, it's like, why? You know, that fish, go down and look at it at Point Loma Seafoods. We were just talking about it. $24.95 a pound right now for that beautiful quality yellowfin.
So what's that bunch of fish you're picking up at Fisherman's Processing worth?
Oh, my gosh.
On the open market. It just thousands
it adds so much value to your trip. It's just, it's incredible what a collateral benefit, if you will. I mean, what can you do nowadays where you go out and you go on vacation, you come back, you know,
yes.
Obviously we're not selling the fish. It doesn't have value because it's a sport caught fish, but it has inherent value, and that inherent value exceeds the actual cost of the trip. Crazy.
I still want to speak real quick, and we say it all the time, almost to the point of it being cliche, but the value of long-range fishing, in my opinion, is still the best value vacation one can go on. And, Pete, like you said, we travel all over the place. By the time you start adding in airfares, lodging, quality of meals, amount of fishing time, amount of fishing expertise that goes along with it, I mean, fly somewhere, stay somewhere, eat somewhere, hire a guide that's professional, the gear that it takes to catch it. I mean, there is nothing that even comes, and try and do that for, what's long range fishing, an average of, you know, maybe $300 a day or something. You can't fly places for that. You know, I mean, it's just the value that exists in long range fishing, in my opinion, is still the very best that a fishing can offer, period.
And the meals, the meals on long range fishing, I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, the whole thing, five star. What's it cost you to eat at a five-star restaurant?
That's what I'm saying. Like
five times a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything that goes into it. I'm really glad you brought it up. It's true. It's an incredible value.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't think there's anything that compares.
No transfers, tickets, fare. Like, there's nothing even close. You'll nickel and dime yourself to death getting to a fraction of what long-range fishing offers in one package.
No doubt about it.
And it's convenient as all get out.
Exactly.
Too. Once
you're there.
On the boat, you're there.
Done.
That's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Matt.
Dennis in Canyon Country up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
I wanted to ask Tim about what his procedure is for handling the fish once they're caught, and what makes his boat stand out from the rest of the fleet.
Good question.
As far as the actual processing of the fish?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, let's just talk about a big tuna. I mean, any fish, we handle them gently. We do our very best to, you know, get that head gaff or gaff them somewhere where it's not going to affect the quality of the meat. Land it gently on the deck, and immediately when that fish comes on the deck, one of the crew members or I, we dispatch or drive a metal spike into its head. I'm going to get gory here. Drive that spike into its head, and it knocks them down just instantly. They don't flap. They don't bang or beat themselves up.
Not bruising the meat.
No, not at all. And then we have a piece of 49-strand wire. In the case of those bigger tuna, when we remove the spike from the head, we run that thing down in the same hole and get it into the spinal column and run it all the way down the spinal column to the tail, knock that fish completely dead, all those nerves that are firing along the spine, knock them out. We simultaneously bleed it. We'll clip a gill raker or stick it behind a knife behind one of the pectoral fins and get all the blood out of it. And let them bleed out for a minute or so, and then we'll actually remove all the innards, the gills and guts, take them out of there, which is a quick process. It only takes 30 seconds.
You guys 30 seconds.
Yeah. 30 seconds, yeah.
No,
right.
It's quick. When you get it down, you know where to make the cut strategically. It happens quickly. Rinse them out real well and get them down in there in that RSW tank. And what really makes the difference at that point is maintaining a consistent temperature in there. I know the way we set up our refrigeration system, we can throttle it up or throttle it down, but the whole point is when you add fish to it, you don't want that temperature to come up above that 30 or 31 degrees. Depending on how you have your system set, you know, some vessels, their systems cycle, you know, they go up to 35 and come down to 31 or whatever. But all those little things add up to this premium quality product in the end. And you know, there's a lot of good product that's coming off of boats nowadays. There's a lot of good product in the long-range fleet. Everybody's doing a pretty darn good job. But it's, you know, I can say with 100% certainty, it's undisputed that the fish comes off our boat is the best in the fleet by a long way, by a wide margin. Absolutely. And it's all because of the attention to detail in the process from beginning to end. It's something, you know, it's a big part of our identity on Royal Stars.
You started it all.
We did.
Yeah.
We did, and we always aspired to produce a premium quality product, and once we finally hit upon the right combination, now it's such a distinct part of our identity on board. You know, I mean, we all take it personally. Yeah. Like every single crew member on there.
That's for sure.
We take it personally.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Mary Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest brake strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the Piahi brand new Maui Jims with a blue Hawaii lens is going to Dennis in Canyon Country. Dennis, congratulations. I'm telling you, you are going to love those Maui Jims.
Indeed you are. And boy, oh boy, Tim Ekstrom, never enough time to talk all the fishing we talk about. And so great to fish aboard the Royal Star. Just blown away. It's like, God, what am I doing right after Christmas?
Go for it, dog.
Yeah.
I got you on this end.
7-day trip, day after Christmas, on the Royal Star, go fish Guadalupe Island, yellowtail, and big tuna, and a light load. So, 15 people on it now. Get a couple more. It's like the whole boat to yourself.
Yeah.
You're still stressing on what to get your fishermen for Christmas?
Oh,
done
boy.
Deal.
There and you the go. Price yeah. is good, too. $27.50.
Once again, yeah, it's all all-inclusive.
All-inclusive. No more permits. Nope. No nothing. It's
nothing.
Like You're covers
on.
Everything.
That's exactly right.
7-day vacation. Where can you go for 7 days and have everything done for you for $2,700?
Guadalupe. That's
where you're going. Guadalupe's exactly. The Royal Star, for
sure. Incredible opportunity to get out there.
You can book it right online right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sign up, call Tracy, or if you need some extra convincing, I'll work you over next week.
There you go.
Give me a call.
RoyalStarSportFishing.com, or how do we get a hold of you?
RoyalStarSportFishing.com or 619-224-4764. That's our office number. Again, Tracy and I will be around all next week. And we still got time. We're going to get a few more anglers on there because it's such an incredible opportunity.
Guadalupe is so amazing.
Come on. Yeah. What a way to spend the new year.
No doubt, man. Bring in the new year
with a nice big tuna.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it.
Or one of those 90-pound yellowtail.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Or a 30-pounder.
We'll take them all.
That winter fish with that extra fat.
So good. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Tim. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Captains Bruce Smith and Bobby B. from The Fortune will be right here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Ryan on the phones and Adam on the board. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on the Mighty 1090.
Don't be left out.